Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What do I really like about my bank? When I call my bank after the first or the second ring, I hear the voice of a real live person. Now that's customer service. I'm Edie Visade and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, even the smallest transactions are a big deal. I'm Nancy Victorine, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Perusing the newspaper a couple of days ago in order to look for something in our community worthy of comment, I noticed one front page article mentioned a young man who'd been driving the wrong way on Broadway. He was apparently swerving all over the road, and when four lanes were not enough, he would drive on the sidewalks. He hit at least one vehicle and narrowly missed several pedestrians. Finally, he was stopped by police and arrested. Fortunately, no one was badly hurt. Mr. Tanner Nutt, no kidding, that's his real name, was allegedly under the influence of heroin and other medications. On page 3, there are four different articles about drug use and abuse. One article described two separate busts in Eureka of persons who possessed and were selling marijuana, hashish, heroin, and other drugs. In the other bust, you can add methamphetamines. In Santa Barbara County, a boat washed ashore with $4 million worth of pot, which the dealers had apparently abandoned. Meanwhile, in Mendocino County, county officials and the U.S. Attorney for Northern California are squabbling over medical marijuana laws. And Washington State, which recently legalized marijuana, has now picked a Massachusetts-based firm to be its official marijuana consultant. Then there's the abuse of liquor. Six adults were recently cited in Arcata for buying alcohol for a minor. I turned the page and read about the two Steubenville High School football players who were both found guilty of raping a 16-year-old girl who was reportedly so drunk that many at the party thought she was, quote, dead. I continue the quote, the girl who acknowledged drinking testified she had no memory of the assaults, end quote. Why is it so many teens want to get so utterly inebriated that they lapse into unconsciousness and therefore risk getting in trouble, perhaps humiliated, or even worse? I'm not blaming the victim. The young football players were at fault. But would it not be a safe assumption that the young men, too, were drinking on the night when they raped the unconscious 16-year-old? The bigger question in all this, why is it that so many are prone to want to take a perfectly sound human mind and take in chemicals that make us out of our mind? Are human beings so disillusioned with life that we're prone to get wasted as a quick and easy form of escape? The billions of dollars we've spent on drug prevention and interdiction, along with the countless billions spent on drugs themselves, continue to produce casualties that are much like the ravages of war. But I seldom see anyone demonstrating in the streets with a sign that says, clean now, or stop the marijuana industrial complex. Yet we continue our wanton slide into chemical highs of every type, destructive as they may be. Are drugs always bad? No. One of the good uses of pain-killing drugs can be seen, for example, in the palliative use of morphine for someone with a terminal illness. But for those who are young and vibrant, the proliferation of drugs and the abuse of alcohol should be seen as nothing less than a national, indeed a human, tragedy. This has been Dan Price for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.